Good morning. This is Velma Hagar. And this morning, we're going to talk about saying goodbye to people. You know, sometimes it's okay. Goodbyes are fine. You know, we are called to love everybody, but we are not called to like everybody. And sometimes you just plain old don't like people. You have to forgive them and love them and even pray for them, but you don't have to hang around with them. And sometimes I think, you know, we feel obligated to someone, and some people actually manipulate you in that respect. I used to have this girl that just wouldn't leave me alone. She would call me constantly. And then if I didn't answer, she would leave a message on my phone that was so long, every time my machine would cut her off. And she just pushed and pushed. And, you know, it isn't that I didn't like her as a person. She was fine. But I didn't really want to be, you know, a close friend with her. There's a difference. There are those people that you say hi to, and, you know, that's fine. You know, you treat them nice, but you don't want to invite them in. You just don't have, sometimes I call it like-minded. And, you know, there is such a thing as synergy. You know how some people you have a million things to say to, and others you don't have, you just can't find a word. You don't know what to say to them. Those are not the people you're supposed to bring into your inner circle. You know, Jesus had 12 disciples. He had hundreds of people, thousands of people that he ministered to, but he only had 12 disciples, his inner circle. And within those 12, he had two or three that he really communicated with. And I honestly think that's a healthy way. You know, I probably have a bigger group than most people do. But because I have that bigger group, I have to be selective with everybody else because honestly, there's only so much time in the day. I do have a ministry that I pray with people and I communicate with people online. But in my private inner circle, you know, I probably have a dozen people, maybe two dozen. But we have to be careful because you can't be a wonderful friend to everybody if you have too many friends. It's like anything else. You know, I have 12 grandchildren, and it's hard to be a really, really, really good grandma to 12 grandchildren. One of my best friends only has one grandchild. Oh, you can be a wonderful grandma to one grandchild. But it's kind of, I'm using that as an exaggerated example, but it's still true. I would suggest that you weed out or you compartmentalize your friendships with people, that some fit into the inner circle and some are on the outer circle. They're still your friends and you may attend a party that they have, but don't bring everybody in because if you do, you cheat everybody. Does that make sense? And I want to be sure this gets into a scriptural basis. And so God tells us to love everybody. And so you always want to do that. No matter what, you love them. You can make yourself love them. But you can't always make yourself like them. So love them even if you don't like them. Now, don't you guys kind of like these little podcasts? They're so easy because I don't even have to comb my hair to do them. And I want you to listen to them. I think they're kind of a good idea. I still have my YouTube, and I appreciate you going over to YouTube and subscribing to Velma Hagar, Hidden Treasures in Secret Places. But listen to these too. They're quick. You can listen to them in the car. You don't have to watch me. And I don't have to get dressed. I can even do it with curlers in my hair, as I've said before. So with that said, buy my book, Hidden Treasures in Secret Places, Velma Hagar. And again, I am going to bid you a blessed day. Ciao.